This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Evidence of Russian crimes mounts as war in Ukraine drags on. 10 months into the war, there's overwhelming evidence to show that Russia has disregarded international laws in the treatment of civilians and conduct on the battlefield. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine is investigating over 58,000 potential Russian war crimes, ranging from killings to sexual assaults. Karim Khan, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague, told the AP that Ukraine is a crime scene. While there is a staggering amount of evidence, most of those responsible are unlikely to be arrested anytime soon. Ukrainian authorities face serious challenges in gathering airtight evidence in a war zone, and the vast majority of alleged war criminals have evaded capture and are safely behind Russian lines. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have vowed to deepen their bilateral cooperation against the backdrop of Moscow's 10-month war in Ukraine. Putin and Xi made no direct mention of the fighting in Ukraine in their opening remarks as they met by video conference on Friday, but they hailed strengthening ties between Moscow and Beijing amid what they called geopolitical tensions and a difficult international situation. While faithful have gathered in churches in Rome to pray for 95-year-old Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, he has remained inside a small monastery behind Vatican walls with few details coming out about his condition. Sister Mary Kamani from Kenya finished off her overnight shift at a hospital in Rome on Friday, went straight to the Vatican.
I've not gone home to sleep. I just came here to pray for him so that God will accompany him. He needs all of us at this time.
This is VOA News. Record inflation in Ghana, the highest in 21 years, is making the holiday season a struggle for many people. Kent Menza reports from Accra.
Ghana's struggling economy, hit by the pandemic and Russia's war on Ukraine, pushed inflation to a record 50.3%. The World Bank says the cost of food in Ghana is the highest in sub-Saharan Africa, more than doubling in the past year, with a loaf of bread nearly tripling in price. Ghana, in November, announced spending cuts, a freeze on government hiring, and a hike in the value-added tax to try to turn the economy around. Ghanaians can only hope the measures will be enough for a happier new year. Kent Manson for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
The trial resumed in Mali on Friday of 46 Ivorian troops whose detention has sparked a diplomatic row between both countries, a judicial source said. Their trial opened in the capital Bamako on Thursday in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by West African leaders for Mali to release the soldiers or face sanctions. The troops from Ivory Coast were detained after they arrived at Bamako Airport on July 10th. They were branded by Mali's junta as quote-unquote mercenaries and charged the following month with seeking to undermine state security. A spokesperson for a U.S.-based rights watchdog organization has referred to a recent judicial process involving former Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi as a quote-unquote kangaroo court. The court in military-ruled Myanmar on Friday convicted the democratically elected former leader of corruption, sentencing her to 7 years in prison in the latest of a string of criminal cases against her, according to a legal official. Speaking to the Associated Press via video call, Phil Robertson of Human Rights Watch suggested the process was controlled by the military.
The reality is that we're seeing the logical outcome of a trial that the military knew that they were controlling right from the very beginning. I think they've got this, screen written right from the very start, you know, how this is all going to play out.
The court's action leaves her with a total of 33 years to serve in prison following a series of politically tinged prosecutions since the army toppled her elected government in February 2021. Brazil started 3 days of national mourning on Friday for football legend Pelé, the three-time World Cup winner, widely regarded as the greatest player of all time, who died at age 82 on Thursday. The death of O Rei, the king, triggered a wave of tributes from around the globe to the man who both transformed football and transcended the sport. I'm Joe Ramsey.